This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We had our extended family gift exchange on Saturday, and then we went out to dinner in Boston's North End to celebrate my father-in-law's 90th birthday. And before the Chargers game took over our family focus, we put on the UConn-Army game, and it was a tough watch. And they ended up losing 41-16 at the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. It just lacked a lot of energy, and I think there's so many elements to the conversation, and I'm grateful to welcome in Dom Amore, who was there from the Hartford Current. Go to current.com, and you can read that. It also a Sunday read from yesterday, which there's something I want to touch on that as well. Dom, happy holidays. How are you, bud?
Good morning, Brian. What's going on?
So, not much. I mean, would you give me a word, right? Would you characterize it as embarrassing? Was it sad? Was it tepid? Like, what? How would you describe it?
Well, I would kind of describe it as ambivalent. I guess it's not a UConn problem. It's a college football problem. I feel like the entire structure and schedule and culture of the sport is broken right now, where you have postseason games that players play the whole season to try to make. But then when they come, coaches are moving around and bailing out, and players are moving around and bailing out. I mean, you know, other places, they're star players that are opting out of playoff games. So there's something wrong with the structure and the rules and the culture of college football that's got to be fixed. Otherwise, there's just not much point in having a lot of these games.
You know, the three...
You kind of fell into that.
The three big names, you know, Joe Fagnano, the quarterback, Skylar Bell, the receiver, and then Cam Edwards, the running back. Bell plays one series and then doesn't play. And then Cam Edwards played the whole game and looked awesome. And Fagnano didn't even play. He's probably in Arizona working out right now. Is it just the fear of getting hurt? I would think that any opportunity he would have to play would make his draft status better. And is it just an agent's telling him, don't do it?
Well, that's what I would think. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a first-round draft pick, like some of the guys that are skipping playoff games, if you're going to be a first-round draft pick, I can understand where you wouldn't want to get hurt, where you'd want to start working out for NFL scouts because it's getting close to that, you know. I could understand that somewhat, but if you're looking to be either a sixth or seventh round pick or an undrafted free agent, you could only do yourself, a good turn by playing not only for putting up more numbers and more, more film, but just to show, especially as a quarterback, that you have some intangibles, leadership, et cetera. You know, I mean, anybody who watched and listened to Cam Edwards, who wouldn't want him on your team?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a running back in college.
And he's leaving too, right? I mean, he's transferring, correct?
He's in the portal, but he's open to coming back. Most guys who go to the portal, Brian, they're going to look to see what kind of interest there is. And, right. If their current school matches, they would be apt to come back. That's how Bell came back. UConn gave him a good offer. He was in the portal last year. So it wouldn't surprise me if Edwards does come back. I would think and hope that UConn would prioritize bringing him back, getting him, what it takes to bring him back. But that's all. UConn basically flip-flopped with what North Carolina was last year when UConn won the bowl game. North Carolina was in a coaching transition and ended up playing a lot of freshmen. The thing with UConn, though, that made that game unwatchable is they did have their whole first-team defense. There weren't any defections to speak of on defense. And Army, a 6-6 American Conference team,
rolled
just
them.
Chewed them up for like 400 yards.
Yeah.
Now, if they had lost 13-6 because they didn't have the quarterbacks, I could see it.
Yeah.
But they got mauled. It's hard to look at that and say that, you know, while they were really prepared and motivated and played hard the way the defense tackled.
We're talking with Dom Amore. Go to current.com to read his stuff, or just Google Current and Dom Amore. It'll take you to the jump page. So you have your number one running back is in the portal. Your quarterback's gone. Your best receiver's gone. You had a guy in the bowl who was the interim coach, who's already accepted a really good job at a Power 5, Power 4 school. Can the new coach, I mean, we said earlier, and you may disagree, and I want to get to the last thing, so, you know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I feel like UConn's lost all its momentum from the Moore era. Can this new guy... is he going to be, and I think he's good, but will he be able to figure out a way to stem the bleeding?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they have, if you look at the caliber of people that he's bringing in as assistants and where they're coming from, and of course, the transfer portal will ultimately be the tell with them if they're able to, you know, because that's something he didn't do as much of at Toledo as Moore did at UConn, and transfers are going to be the key for UConn. But, no, I think the very fact that coaches left UConn to go either to bigger, better places, or in Moore's case, the place he really wanted to go, only enhances UConn's momentum, because what it does, it's a message to everyone that UConn's a place where you can come and win and advance your career. It's not a coaching dead end. You know, when some of the other hires that were made, it was like a dead end.
Right.
You know, and even for Mora, who had nowhere else to go, the perception was that it was a dead end. So, what Mora did for the program should survive him.
Okay,
it should.
Listen, I want to ask you the last thing on your notes column, because I think it's really important. I didn't know about this, but I also saw something in hockey where Colorado College is letting in a guy who played pro hockey in the East Coast League, even as high as the AHL. And you got a guy...
Quinnipiac, too.
Yeah, and you got a guy going to Baylor who's been playing professional overseas for years. And you talk about the NCAA. It's a football program when it relates to the bowl game for UConn, but this is a joke.
Yeah. You know, and you know, someone actually emailed me asking if there was any real difference between, you know, Blanca Quiñones, who had played some professionally overseas. And I thought the difference there was that, you know, she's 19 years old. She played in some, you know, pro leagues as an under-19 player. But, you know, actually since she was 14 or 15, but, you know, the guy going to Baylor was actually drafted by the NBA 2 years ago. And there's even some talk of a guy that has played some in the NBA coming back and playing in college. And that's unintended consequences, you know, one thing leading to another to another. And the NBA, the NCAA is afraid of being sued. They figure they got sued and lost big on NIL and sued and lost big on revenue sharing. And they're worried about getting sued if they, the same thing with the transfer portal. Yeah. So they're worried about getting sued if they draw the line with one guy and or one athlete and not another. So that's where at some point they've got to either stand and make a fight, or there's got to be some legislation that steps in and allows the NCAA to define amateurism again.
Yeah, yeah, something's got to happen. Something has to change, because it's unbelievable that people are – they're basically saying, I can't make that much money as a pro anymore, so I'm going to make more money, go back to college. It's insane. Dom, we got to run. Thank you so much for the time. Dom Amore, again, go to current.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T.com to read all of his stuff. Happy New Year, bud. Thank you.
You got it, Brian. Thanks for having me.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.